The summit's keynote speaker, Dr. Adewale Trotman, is a leader in the health equity movement. He created the nation's first center for health equity in a local health department. He's also president of the American Public Health Association in Washington. Trotman says eliminating disparities in healthcare is a matter of social justice.
Well, this is a critically important issue as we evolve into the political discussion of equity as the primary directive for the nation and, as a matter of fact, the world. The notion that there are differences in health status and outcome and health access and access to services for large segments of the population based upon race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, sexual orientation, disability status is, for all of us, should be unacceptable. It is based upon systemic, unfair, and unjust practices and social structures that have been constructed by human beings over the decades, going back centuries, actually, when you look at the health status of the African-American community. And although the awareness of the notion of equity as the desired goal is growing, there is a pronounced need to address the notion that there are other forces outside of going to the doctor or going to a hospital that are dramatically affect the health of populations, such as neighborhood. As a report just released last week, it was discussed on NBC News that it's now been proven that where you live dramatically affects your health status outcomes. We've known this for years, but it seems to be becoming more generalized in terms of awareness that your neighborhood in transportation, educational attainment, high school dropout rates, access to guns and violence in communities and many others, educational attainment, all dramatically impact on the health of populations. So now that we know that and we're beginning to accept it, the need for community action becomes critically important. It is how do communities organize around the notion that health is a basic human right, that it is an issue of social justice and social injustice, that social injustice dramatically leads to higher death rates, which is unacceptable, should be unacceptable to everyone because we're all connected. How do communities organize around those issues and begin to push the envelope of dramatic change based upon awareness, civic engagement, and policy change at the highest level? Based upon the advocacy that local communities need to develop, how do communities look at their own power in terms of local policy around housing, neighborhoods, appearance, green space, food access, proliferation of liquor stores and fast food restaurants, safe streets, getting guns off the streets. And so there's so many issues that are relevant and related to health status that we now know are related to health status. And if we're going to find a way to eliminate the difference in life expectancy and health status by race and socioeconomics and the other things I've talked about, then we have to do it in an organized fashion, and we have to recognize that it is in the power of the population to make change. Another major point and aspect of that notion is that there is great power in the individual, what we call the power of one. So I'll be pushing the notion of increased awareness about these issues and the need for community organized efforts at that level to make policy change and to force through advocacy and organized efforts. Organizing communities around these issues with the basic understanding and the basic philosophical belief that health is a basic human right, that if one segment of the population is denied that access by virtue of their health status or their race or their language or how much money they have in their pocket, that is a violation of human rights of the population. And that should be totally intolerable to everyone, regardless of who they are, what they look like. One of the things that I always push for is the notion that there is no them. There's only us, because we're all in this thing together. So we have to find a way to address the issues as a unified population.
Trotman says even if the nation is not convinced that achieving equity in healthcare is a moral issue, it must acknowledge that failing to address it will have economic consequences.
We've even gone as far, and I must say we, I mean the research community, in terms of identifying the cost to society of the continued existence of health inequities in a notion that there are those who are bottom line oriented, who only want to know about the dollars and cents and don't really get into the ethics and the morality of the issue. And some work done by some researchers at Johns Hopkins and University of Maryland showed that over roughly 2.5 year period, we spend as a nation over $1 trillion, $1.3 trillion, on the continued existence of health status inequities.
Dr. Adewale Trotman will be the keynote speaker at Kalamazoo County's first Health Equity Summit tomorrow. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.